Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Endless Babbles. This is episode 412. I'm Chris Adams, Dega Master, joined by
RPG Maniac 05
and Trioptical.
So yeah, today we've got some much been playing. Trioptical got a secret stash of stuff, and we've got some RRR. And we've got,
sound like we're doing very illegal things.
And we've got some news.
The RRR is in my stash.
Oh, dear. This is escalating.
Oh, man. All right.
We started the year with not murdering people and not doing drugs.
So, score one for us, I guess. We're not murderers or possible drug dealers. Because plausible deniability, guys. Plausible deniability.
Okay, well, I've been playing. I'll just start with Destiny so I can get it done, because F that game. But,
in the beat!
So it's like, you know. Just like, you know, more proof that game is evil. Like, we've been doing the new raid called Scourge of the Past or whatever the F. And then, like, we have emblems in this game that track however many times you've done something or something. And Gamer has done this, like, 20-something times or something stupid. And he still hasn't gotten the mythic-classed equivalent to this raid. It's like some grenade launcher called, like, the Anarchy, blah, 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 something, something. I haven't got one. I'm not really too, like, worried about it. I'm just like, whatever, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, no big deal, because I'm just like, F this game.
Wow, what does it do?
It's some grenade launcher that, like, you shoot it into the ground and, like, draw thingies, and then, like, there's an explosion in the thingy that you draw. There's, like, you draw, like, an area, and then, like, with lines or something. It's in the trailer, and then, like, in the area, just, like, it explodes or something. I don't know. I haven't seen it in action. I haven't used it. So besides the trailer, anyway, I haven't seen it in action. So
you draw on the ground.
Or not like literally draw. You just like shoot and it like makes points and then it like does its thing.
Oh. That seems. Yeah.
But then also, since my hunter is the first apostle of Aryan Jesus, she has magically, you know, more armor pieces than my warlock, even though he's been through the raid more than her. But, you know, whatever.
Has he been following the teachings?
I would like to think so, because he's my main dude. And then I, like, started the last word thingy. I didn't, like, do all of it, because I was like, why am I even playing this game? And I want to play something else. And yeah, Destiny 2, that's where I'm at. Forsaken, Black Armor, and just, you know, there's grind there, but it's not worth grinding for, so I'm just like, what would I rather do right now whenever I'm done raiding? Oh, I got my, actually, Whisper of the Worm, the catalyst for that, finally. Because they have... they have that thing available every day, but you can only do it once a week for the... Blighted Essence. So I was like at 80% because I was doing it like solo and I clearing it like for like the last however many weeks. And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll get there eventually. And I was at 80%. And then they just did that. And since it was up when we were raiding, I was like, okay, I need help. Someone help me. And then Gamer Hobo and me did it. And I was like, yay, finally got it. So that took forever because I've been doing that for a long time.
Is Destiny at a like base level? Is it still fun for you?
Basically what he's asking you is why do you continue to torture yourself?
No, well, I'm talking about like just the going around and like shooting stuff.
Not really. No. I just do it for the Tuesday night. Oh, actually what happened this week was I got roped into it because I was like, I guess I'd like fallen asleep, I don't know, on my couch. I was asleep and I woke up and I was about to do something else. And then I got a message from Zephyr that was like, want to raid? And I was like, fine, I'll raid, whatever. So it's like, the last 2 weeks, I've been just getting pulled in to it. Like, it used to be that was my favorite thing to do. It's like, oh man, Tuesday nights, let's do this. But then after, you know, being DP'd enough, I'm not talking Dragon Punished, you can only take so much of, like, you know, the grind, and then the crappy drops, and, like, no story, and, like, the breadcrumbs of like there might be something cool, ha ha, trollololol, there's not something cool, we just made it up because time gates and no, not enough content for you to not burn through, so and we're not, yeah, so I was like, you know what, yeah, I've had my fill, I've done this for a long time, and after the season of the Drifter, no more. Guardian,
you say that every time, like literally every time.
Not every time.
Yes, like
it's every quite time. A roller coaster. We're we're on the low part right now, but there was a low part before that I remember, and then we went to soaring heights, and it was amazing, and then, well, the slide, I mean, obviously, it's the downslope that's the really fun part, so that was fun, but yeah, right now, we're just sort of, we've bottomed out. We're just waiting to see if this coaster goes around in a circle.
Roller coaster!
So yeah, like Peter Parker said, man, Spider-Man no more. Guardian no more.
He said that?
He said, didn't he say, like, I'm Spider-Man no more?
I have no idea. The only thing I know is no more mutants. That's not the same thing. That's definitely not the same thing.
That is not the same thing. But yeah, my time in the game is ending, and then I was kind of warming up to Anthem, but then the demo happened, and people were like, you know what, this game, or at least the demo was broken, bad experiences all around, and nobody was like, it's just a demo, but it's like, you know what, I've kind of got enough to meet you halfway from nothing, so it's like, I think I'm good. I think I'm not going to get on another train for like a while and just let the dust settle after the explosion of that launch and like servers not like being able to like meet capacity and like all the ridiculousness that happened that launch of a game like that. I did quite enjoy the videos that they're putting up though of like, oh, here's our game. This is what you do. Here's the story. Here's the end game. It's like, oh, it's kind of cool. Iron Man suit action. I like mechs. Mech suits are cool. But, you know, I've kind of done this loot chasing thing for like a long time, like 5-ish years, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know it's been that long. It's like, you know, Destiny 1 was like 3 or 4 years or something, and it's been like 2 years of Destiny 2. So it's like, I think this presidential term of games of servicing, I can take a break from and just, you know, I'll come back some other time. But, you know, playing games that actually are just like linear experiences. To segue, like the good old Resident Evil 2.
Was that a segue?
They have shown me that, you know, you know, when you play through a game and it's like, oh man, I miss that, you know, experience of just like booting it up, doing stuff, experiencing it, and being like, oh, and then getting to the end, seeing the credits rolls, and be like, yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, F yeah, man. F yeah, we did it. We did it, Leon. We did it, Claire. A, B, complete. A, B, complete. Now I gotta do it on standard, and then I gotta do it super fast. And then we'll see what after that. But it was quite a ride getting through 4th Survivor Mode, because, man, never have I played that on the original. And then the tofu thingy was just a great laugh. Because every time he gets bitten, some of his pieces break off. So it's just like funny to like watch him slowly die. I mean, maybe one day I'll get past it, but yeah, I was just like doing it for like the comedic effect after I saw that, so I couldn't take it seriously. I really jumped back into it because I was like, I need to palate cleanse because that was intense. That was, yeah. Yeah, just a lot of just zombies around every corner. What's that sound? And then just like the dum 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 dum. Oh, what are those footsteps? Oh, it's gone. Oh, let me open the door. Oh, it's not gone. It's chasing me through the precinct. Oh, and yeah, traumatized for life. Thanks, Resident Evil 2 Remake. You did that. You did that. I can never go back now because, yeah, I'll never be the same again. It changed a man in all the wrong reasons. Besides Resident Evil 2, also played... I've played a decent chunk of Monster Hunter this week, Monster Hunter World. Jumped into the Appreciation Fest stuff because there was a new event quest called The Greatest Jagras, where you fight a ginormo. Okay, so funny story about this. The setup that they had was basically like, you know, they had the stats of the whole year. And they're like, you know, the most hunted monster was the Great Jagras. And we're going to like, you know, beef him up a bit and let him have some revenge. And then it was pretty funny what they did because they basically... have a giant chagras, and then like when he eats stuff he gets fat, and then like this time instead of just like rolling around and being like completely laughable, he vomits on you and it's like a ton of damage, and it's like, oh well, it's gonna be like that, is it? So that was fun, and he's like bigger and faster and his attacks do more damage, so I quite enjoyed it, and I cannot wait until Iceborne. I keep wanting to say Iceland. I just want to call it like Monster Hunter Iceland Edition because it's like, you know, a new area. It's not gonna be Iceland obviously, but it's like, you know, let's just call it Icevania. that's a Capcom property. Wait, no, that's Konami. Never mind.
That's not I'm about to say something.
Dang it. Ice something something. But yeah.
Lost Planet was theirs.
I mean,
that was an ice place.
It's true. And people did say it's fairly similar to Monster Hunter, so there's that.
Okay, Monster Hunter Lost Iceland. It's gonna suck waiting until the fall for that game because I want it now. So, but that being said, I've kind of found my way to like suck myself back in. That was a weird since this game.
Good job.
You know, grinding for the stream stones again because I was like, oh, I have all these swords sitting here that I was going to augment multiple ways. Let me augment them and stuff. So I'm gonna probably make even more of those exterminator edges. Long swords, and then get to like 1,000 long sword quests. And then today I went through and like I got rid of all my Call of Tarth weapons that were long swords. So I was like, I'm not using these. I mean, some of them might be great, some of them might not be. But then I made a share button video. I was like, and I'm trying to be like, yeah, I got rid of all these. Some of them, tell me if they're awesome. It's whatever, because I never use them. So I guess I'll never know. But you know, And just grinding away, making sweet builds. That's another thing I need to do is just like go through all my builds and just like blow that out, because man, so many, and I need to like go through there and just like fix it up or it, because lots of stuff that could be better organized. That's like the one thing that's missing from that is like after you make a ton of crap, you can't really organize it. It's just like sitting there as far as like loadout, blah 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 blah, and like once you don't need it, it's kind of useless. So it's now I gotta just go through and just make a bunch of loadouts that are like actually useful or just like variations of each other, and like make it all nice and pretty, and y'all like, yeah, 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 Monster Hunter World. I'm ready for the Iceland World. Lost Ice. Wow, I already forgot the name of the thing. Lost Ice Planet, whatever.
Expansion. It's a planet.
Lost Ice Area. Lost Iceland expansion. Besides that, oh, also, I got my sweet tuxedo. Oh, yeah, and I'm all shiny. And then I got my, I haven't got my Pelico the thingy with the disco ball hat yet either, because I got to get more tickets. But I will, because I'm doing the daily hunts now, because they have the limited thingies. Because I guess those weren't up the entire time until recently in this event. They get, like, the daily limited thingies to get your tickets and crap. So I've been logging in every day, though, to get that, like, the one for logging in every day. But now I can get that and stuff from the bounties. And it's pretty cool because there's a set bonus for the tuxedo fanciness that gives you great drops or great rewards or something, like level 5 or something, and basically you get even more rewards. At first I thought it was like you get more cars, but that's not how it works. You just get like more rewards on top of whatever you got. So it's like I finally got the behemoth armor piece I didn't have before, so that was nice. And I also made that insect glaive that is for it. But then I want to make the second or the upgraded version of it. So I got to keep trying to do behemoth, but it's the same problem as before, where it's like people just getting wiped out on behemoth. So.
Yeah, because I've tried it before and they still are not good at it.
Because I was confused because like there's an extreme version and like the normal one. I'm like, I'm not even sure if I ever cleared extreme, because I was like, wait a minute, if normal's here, because they're all here, because all the events are up, because it's the event going on right now for appreciation thingies, all the events are up. I was like, let me just do the normal one. And I was doing like normal and like teams are still get wiping. And I was like, dude, this is like, what is going on here? So I was like, maybe I can solo, but I haven't tried it. Cause I was like, oh, I don't feel that too much work, man. It's like, the friction of Monster Hunter when I get into like the higher level stuff of like what I wasn't like I just didn't want to do when I stopped playing was like, is this worth doing? No. And I'm just like, yeah, if it's not, let's just do something else and have fun and not paid ourselves like we're playing Destiny. So yeah, and that's pretty much where my Monster Hunter World, just making all the things and upgrading things and augmenting things, and now I get to go back to killing a bunch of tempered and arch-tempered monsters for stream stones that never drop. But hey, maybe one day, or when I put on my sexy tuxedo, it'll be like, I got great rewards on, so you're gonna give me some great rewards and I'll like get it. So who knows,
you won't.
Shut up, RPG. Actually, before the podcast, I crafted this awesome sword that was like a Kolv Taroth sword. It had like really high damage. It was a fire sword. It's even better than like the Rathalos fire sword that you make. It has like a weird name. There's like two of them. There's like indigo and something something. It's not the poison one, it's the fire one. It's really good. But then I have one that's like even better now, because I augmented it to have what was it called? Affinity. So I have, it had like minus 10, and I had like stuff on to give me more affinity, so I'd have zero, but now it's at zero default. So I'll be at like plus 10 now with that stuff I had on before. And then health regen. So it's like my other sword that every time I get a hit, I get health back, which is awesome. So Paladin style, loving it, loving it. And since it's better than my old fire sword, I can use that now when I fight Archtempered Valhazak to grind stream stones off of him because I'm so adept at fighting him. I mean, it's been a while, but I'd like to think I still got it. I still got the touch, like Optimus Prime. But moving right along to the last game I've been playing for the week, Gran Turismo Sport. I've played a lot of this game this week. I put a lot of time in because I noticed that I am slowly but surely, but it's like still far away, closing in on the platinum, because all I need to do, one of them is like super impossible though, because I need like 32 podiums, which is like impossible. I haven't even like won a race online, so it's like, yeah, have fun with that, Tengen. Pipe dream, but it could happen. So I've been slowly but surely working my way through all the driving instructor thingies, getting all golds. I did that, and then I got like, see your car. I didn't know there was your car in the game. I was like, what? And it gave me the safety car, and the sirens were, or not the sirens, the lights work. That was awesome.
Oh, neat.
And it also gave me another car, because it's like, oh, you got all silvers, get this, all golds, secret car. And I was like, oh man, if I get the challenge missions all gold, what do I get? Do I get another secret card? I didn't. I just got a vision car, because I got the same thing, except it just did the thing where it's like a wheel of all the vision cards, and it spins, and it gives you one, and it's like, oh, you get a free vision car. And I was like, eh. But then it gave me two of the same one. I was like, F this game. I mean, it didn't, like, from the rewards, it was like, one of my dailies was like a vision car, and then like one of the flipping silver gold things was like a vision car. I was like, really? Like, whatever. So, whatever. And then now I'm working my way through on all the courses, like the course thingies, where it's like each section, and then you have to do like a lap of like a fast time, and it has to be like the gold standard. Huh. So I've gotten all the courses except for Nürburgring and Circuit de la Sarthe. So those are the two. After those will be all gold. And then I'll be like, yes, because there's a trophy for that one. And I'm angry because I think when the game first came out, there weren't as many courses because they keep adding to that part. And so I probably could have got that like super easily if I would have just like did it when it first came out. Or like maybe if I just somehow was able to get like a discount window. Or yeah, I don't know if you'd be able to like to fake it out and be like, ah, I have this version that's not firmware update or got to update, and then just play through that and then... Haha, yes, I've done it. Since there's like the cloud save thing going on too, so probably not. But that's gonna be a while because Nürburgring is like a grueling course. Also, one of the missions, I saved the replay for like all these, but like there's quite a few hard endurance races in this one, which is why I was playing like a really long time the other day. Is you have to do four laps Nürburgring and get first place, and it's just like because it's a 30-minute endurance or something, and it's very grueling, especially when you're so close. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then there's like another course I almost shared, but it was like so depressing I didn't want to, where we have to like manage your gas and your tire wear. And so I was like, I think I'm good to like, you know, not pit stop. And like, it even tells you in the game, like, you know, however many laps you have remaining, like 1.3, 0.9 or something. And I was like over one. So I was like, I'm good. And then I ended up like running out of gas, and like my car just like decelerates and like slows to a crawl. And like, I was on the last lap and I was in first, and I went from like first to like seventh or something. And I was like, no, I was so close. Oh. So I had like so many just like gut-wrenching moments in the endurance section, but I got through it. And I was like, yes, never again. I'm free. And then I was like looking at the trophy list. I was like, oh, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer and closer. And I was like, you know what? F this game. I'm gonna platinum it. But then I was like, wait a minute, these podium ones are no jokes. That's like sport mode, which is like, haha, you're not gonna get it, because yeah, that's like impossible. And maybe, but I haven't gone back, like after I've been like playing so much, maybe, but like we'll see. And then the other one's like, you have to get like a ton of like F1 victories. And I was like, what? Like, why does every game have some sort of grind to it now? It's like, why? Why is this the case? Who did this to you? Who did this to you? I will find them and do that and be Batman and just finish justice. Oh, and just It's like, I can't escape it. No matter what game I play, it's like there's some sort of grind to go through. And be like, I like that ticket. Yeah, I like grinding that. And so it's like, why? Just, it's like, oh, we know you've been to Bungie's at BDSM Warehouse and you enjoyed it because you never said the Z word. Well, have fun. Welcome to BDSM Planet. It's an entire planet of that. No one can help you. You've landed all alone and it's a one-way trip. Blah. But yeah, that's... Yep, that's where I'm at. What I've been playing. So yeah, that was my week.
When you run out of gas, do you just stop, or do you just crawl along to the end?
You slowly decelerate, and then you go at like 20 or 40 or something.
So you don't. Do not finish because you ran out of gas.
No, not in this one anyway. I did that before, like another Grand Prix moment like that happened, where like you'd just be stuck there at like zero, and I was like, "What?" I was like, "No!" So yeah, that happens in the other games too. So it's like it's not like it's just that one. It's like no. That's a sim. That's a driving simulation. It's legit. It does that to you if you do mess up on your gas and tire wear management.
Exciting. This week, I feel like I played other things, but the only one I can remember is The Division. I went back, or you know how Hype Ray is super effective against me, so they've been sending me their marketing for Division 2, and I'm like, I'm working on this thing. Division is actually the game that inspired me, and like it uses the speaker on the controller a lot, and I thought, oh, that's cool. So I went back to Division to see where I left off, and apparently I had left off on this one bounty mission where you have to fight Division bosses have this reputation of being bullet sponges, so I had to fight three of them, and I logged back in and was like, oh right, this is why I stopped playing, because I couldn't get past here. And this time, after dying a few times this time, I realized that, oh, actually, the AI seems kind of stupid. So I'm just gonna cheese it. And it worked. I got the last boss that I couldn't beat to just stand on top of this one platform behind a tree. And then he never left that spot. And because he was behind the tree, he couldn't shoot at me. But I could see, like, his legs and stuff, so I just unloaded all my bullets on him, and then it was over. I was like, oh, it's great. It's great. And after that, I don't know, like, having done that gave me confidence. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna move on. And then I learned that I had not learned how to play The Division at all when I had played before. Which is pretty sad, because I looked at my game time and it was about 24 hours. Yeah, your level, like, matters. Even though it looks like a shooter and plays like a shooter, if you are underleveled or your guns are underleveled, then you're really weak. Just like Destiny. So yeah, I started going and doing all the side... I guess what I was doing was I was trying to beat the game. So I was just going through the main missions. But there's a lot of like areas that I just couldn't get through because I was underleveled. So I just started playing all the side missions, and then I discovered like once you clear all the side missions in an area, then it shows you where all the collectibles are in the area, and I was like, oh, I don't know. It's just for some reason I was very into playing this type of game again for some reason this week. A Destiny style game. But it feels like Destiny feels like a chore sometimes. Like, that's why I asked you, like, does it still feel fun to you? Because I remember thinking that Destiny shooting was, it felt really fun. And it was like fun to just do the basic shooting stuff. And now, every time I think of Destiny, it's like, well, I still like PvP, but I can't really get all the things, essentially, if I only play PvP. So I have to do other stuff, like strikes, and you know, go out on the planets and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do any of that. So then this one, it's kind of the same, and yet it still feels like, I guess it feels easier. The Division feels easier than Destiny. Destiny, I feel like I have to concentrate unless I'm playing PvP. With the Division, there are often times where I'll just put down the controller and my guy will just be standing there, and it's a live game, so I can't pause. He's just like standing around, and I'll be doing something else until he starts getting shot. It's like, oh no, now I gotta fight back. But it just feels like a much more relaxed experience. And plus, you know, discovering this thing where it's like other Ubisoft games. You go to one area, you find the thing. In Assassin's Creed, it's a tower. In The Division, it's a safe house. You find the thing, you do the thing, so go in the safe house, and then it, like, tells you where all the side missions are in the area. I'm like, great, I don't have to search at all. And then, you know, discovering this thing's like, oh, once I finish all the side missions, it shows me all the collectibles. Then I really don't have to search. Like, that feels much easier. It just reminds me of, like, Grand Theft Auto 3 back in the day. If you wanted, or was it 3? Maybe it was Vice City. It was like, if you collected, like, the hidden packages, they would start giving you better guns and stuff just in your hideout.
I think that's all of them, actually.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, like once you get... I mean, I know it's for sure 3 in Vice City, though. Because like once you get like 50 out of the 100 or something, you can just like load up on grenades and whatever, whatever. Mm. It's like, yeah. I don't have to worry about if I die.
I wanted that. But it felt like, how the heck am I supposed to find any of these things? And it really was... You know, it felt like those games were all about, oh, we want you... Developers just thought, we want you to go into every nook and cranny, and sometimes one of those nooks and crannies will have, you know, something that you can collect. And if you get all of them, then we give you this thing. Just, yeah, undirected exploration. I am not a huge fan of it.
I agree with how to call that is why. It's like, that's, I mean, that's another thing with Destiny, though. It's like, you're in transition between areas so much of, like, when you're in orbit, you're in the tower, you're in patrol mode, you're in crucible, you're in a strike. It's like, if you don't know where the next thing is, you're just wasting time. It's just, it's super less efficient, and it just, like, drags you down and, like, is a grind and, like, just slows the gears in that grind of, like, just you're throwing molasses in it, and it's just like, dude, if I don't want some item that gives me some description of, like, oh, well, in the EDZ and the blah, 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 something. It's like, just tell me where it's at, or put a flipping, like, waypoint on it. Just that's all. Just point me in the right direction and show me where it's at. Don't just be like, oh, we'll give you a very nice description of all this flavor text, but we're not going to tell you, and just... it's like, you know what, I've had my fill of that Destiny. That's why I'm just done, because it's like I had too much of that, and it's just like, nah, I'm good, so pass. Or it's like, you know, there's a thing that's like, you know, do that, and then you do it, and it's like, oh, that's just step one. And it's like, oh, it's just a quest step. I wonder what the next thing is. I guess I'll find out when I go back to the tower, or wherever I have to go back to and turn this part in, because I can't just complete it where I'm at, because Destiny.
Yeah, I wonder if it's because I have less time now. Because I feel like, you know, I'm sort of...
I think that's what it feels like for me, for sure.
Spending a lot of time in The Division, and yet, you know, it's not... I guess I like Tom Clancy games, and it feels sort of cool. Although, you know, I've talked about before how it does seem kind of strange. It's like you go around and you're just, like, killing people who are probably just trying to survive, too, and then... you know, band into a gang because that's easier. Yeah, like, I usually would be the type who's like, oh, I don't want to do any of the side stuff. I just want to finish the main thing and then that's it. But then playing this, I was like, well, no, I can see what they want me to do. They wanted me to do all these things. And I think I do want to play games like that, except that yeah, maybe it's because I have less time, so anything that can help speed this up a bit is appreciated. Whereas, like, Destiny, everything that they add seems to be, it's about trying to slow you down. You're kind of doing, you're getting the same types of rewards in both games. Basically, you're getting better and better at doing the thing that you're always doing. But yeah, like, all the obstacles are like, whoa... okay, you know, we there's not that much content in this game, so we kind of have to, yes, time releases, or you can only do it once a week, or random, really random drops that oftentimes do not help you.
Yeah, it's like, I wouldn't say that they, I mean, I agree with like the whole slowing down, but like I would think the analogy I would make is that like every expansion or whatever that releases or whatever comes out for Destiny is like, it's like a track meet, like whatever meter yard dash. It's like they shoot the gun and like we're all running to like get to the end, and then like slowly the field is just like magically tilted up to where we're running uphill. And it's like, wait, what? And then just like it gets like the like more to the end game you get, like the more steep it is, and it's just like, ugh, why is it this? Why are you doing this to us?
So that could actually be a factor too with the Division, because I'm not at the end game yet. Like, I'm still,
yes.
I think 30 is the level cap, and I'm at 24. And where I got stuck previously, I was level 18, I think. And yeah, like just doing the side quests is like, oh, it's giving me a ton of XP. There's even a side quest which is just like go to the next safe house, which is a chain of side quests that I never knew existed because I never completed the first one. At some point, I was just like, I wanted to build the medical wing of my base. Like that was the original thing that drew me into the Division. It was like, oh, we're trying to build this safe haven base for the survivors who aren't crazies. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I really like base building. And it's just about like collecting credits for certain types of like tech, security, and medical. And there's like different mission types that reward you with these credits. And at one point I really wanted to like fully build out the medical wing. So I was doing all the medical side quests, and the only way that I knew how to find them was going to each of the safe houses. So there were times where I would like run into areas that were definitely above my level just to get to the safe house so I could unlock it so that it would tell me where all of the side missions were. And then also I could fast travel there. Yeah, having fast travel is really nice.
Cool. That I think that is another thing with Destiny, because like you can't really fast travel between a lot of points in the world.
You have to Sparrow everywhere.
It's like, yeah, it's like you get to like you get to the main door entrance, but from there you gotta hoof it usually. It's like, yeah, we'll transmit you down from your ship to the ground, but from there you're walking to Guardian or Sparrowing. So unless you're on Mercury, because you can't get a Sparrow on Mercury. Oh, sorry, this is terrible. The worst expansion ever. Why?
So yeah, at this point, you know, the base building is still going on, so that's still pretty fun. So I still have like main story missions that I'm going through, and then it also feels like there's less junk gear. Like, you can't tell what gear is in Destiny until you've picked it up. And then once you've picked it up, if you're not going to use it, you know, you got to do something with it. And it's just like, periodically you always have to go back and clear out the vault. And in Division, you can just look at things on the ground and be like, oh, I don't want that, and just leave it. Yeah, it might be different once I get to the end game and I'm like trying to get something, and then I just can't get it because, you know, RNG or whatever. But yeah, so far still pretty fun for me. But yeah, also that might have to do with the marketing for the second one. They're like, it's coming! Don't you want to see it? It's like, I do want to see it. but I'll just play the first
You're
one
for so now. Easy, Tropical. I know. You're so easy.
I would play, like, that's what I would do. I would just, like, play all of these things. All of the time.
Okay, so Tropical, do you think that since we are kind of getting more games as service games, I mean, we haven't seen Anthem yet, but well, we have Division, we have Anthem, we have Destiny, we have, is Ghost Recon kind of like that too?
I don't know. I haven't played Wildlands yet. I know that, like, Well, they're all kind of like that. I mean, For Honor is constantly being changed every season. And are you talking, you know, sort of Destiny style where it's like an MMO and you're like building a character?
Yes.
I was testing an MMO.
I was basically just gonna like make the distinction of like the Ubisoftification of like their style of like the open world with like the little towers that you're just talking about that like open up the map slowly but surely. Like, do you think that's why, even though they have like so many games like that, that like they're all just kind of like different skins on different types of games versus I guess like Anthem and Destiny are kind of, you know, they're like different types of games versus those that like Ubisoft has. But like, do you think because Ubisoft's like their formula is like so good, that's like why they can have like so many that are like so successful like that? Because even like The Crew is kind of like that too.
Yeah, well, no, like I don't think their base is this sort of tower in open world to unlock the map. Like, each game is different, and that just happens to be, like, one aspect of them that makes them, I guess, like, smooth to play. Because, you know, essentially, like, every time Destiny throws another obstacle at you, that's, like, the off-ramp that you're talking about. You know, if you hit that wall between... when you do that story mission, and then there's the part where you have to go hunt down all the barons. Like, I almost, I definitely did, like, have a huge break between when I finished that last story mission and then first started hunting barons. Because it was like, ugh, it opened up. Now I actually have to, like, go out into the world. You know, I don't think I've done any patrols in Destiny 2. Because I was just like, they're not that fun to me. And so I really haven't been out in the world. I prefer just to go through the story stuff. And then, so yeah, like the moment it became like, well, this is story stuff, but you have to go out in the world. I was kind of like, oh. Off ramp. It's right there. I see it. And whereas Division, like, it continuously...
Oh, I just thought of something while you're saying that, Tronicle. I think what it is like, you know, these are just, like, open-world games, and, like, I mean, Division is, like, a game as a service, but it's, like, in the structure of an open-world game, mm-hmm. versus, like, Destiny is, like, more than that, because it's planetary, so I think that's probably what also sets it apart. I haven't played Anthem, so I'm not sure, but I think... Because I just, when you're, like, saying all that stuff about The Division, I'm just, like, thinking about, like, you know, there's so many Ubisoft games that, like, use that formula. Because, like, Assassin's yeah. Creed, Far Cry, Division, Ghost Recon...
The Crew, essentially.
You, like, go to the thing, you find the thing, but you have...
Steep is like that, also.
But it's like, I mean, I do like that formula, though, because, like, that used to be my jam, but then I'd like, you know, but since they got, you know, they had to get greedy with the whole season pass situation. It's like, oh, I'm just going to wait until the gold edition is $20, like I've been doing with Division and Assassin's Creed Pirate Edition 4, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Anthem,
I could see why people buy them all the time, because it's like, it's a nice, easy junk food game. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
I don't hear people talk about the story. I'm just saying. It's usually, oh, this is fun game. It's kind of like a Bethesda Light, because it's even worse. It's like, oh, just go around and kill people. Oh, go to the tower. Oh, I did this. I'll stick with that, because now I'm thinking about, because it's just like, yeah, I'm an open world game doing stuff and story, whatever. It's like, remember Watch Dogs? Remember the backlash? And remember they made another one and it was like nobody played it because they were like, hey, that wasn't what we wanted. Or, you know, like the hype was so high on that one. But now we have our expectations set. And Ubisoft can just like keep churning them out because it's like that kind of low bar that's super easy market to hit. So have fun getting fed off that, everybody playing those. But there's better stuff out there. I'm just saying. Horizon.
$0.
Spider-Man. Yes, RPG. The
robot dinosaur.
The butt? Butt game.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I definitely feel like it's easier when you don't have to explore. And it just, like, the entire progression feels very smooth. Endgame I can't speak about because I haven't been to it, but getting to the endgame feels very smooth. Whereas Destiny, like, does not. But yeah, like, speaking of Anthem, so I played the public demo after the VIP one, because they fixed it, and it actually...
Did they?
Doesn't infinitely load. I mean, I think people had other problems with it, but I don't remember what they were, except that it's sort of another Destiny-type thing.
It is sort of another Destiny-type thing.
I actually
Destiny with jetpacks.
I actually think
that you can fly. So suck it, Destiny.
It's like, you don't need a ship. You are the ship. You can have your own space battles because you don't need a ship. You can,
yeah, where are my space battles at?
Awful. No, I finally got to check out the Colossus Javelin, and I kind of think I might actually pick up Anthem.
Yay, because I know I'm going to get it when it's cheap.
Because it's like, it was really cool. I finally figured out the gear stuff. Like, when I was playing the Ranger, I was like, I don't care what the gear stuff is about. I just want to get the other one and see if it can punch. And not really. Although it does a fun, like, shield charge thing that you can do. So you, like, the Ranger has, like, energy shields, I guess, and then health. And then the Colossus doesn't have energy shields.
I think they all do except the Colossus, actually.
Yeah, it was just, like, lots of health bars.
You could deploy a shield, which is nice.
Yeah.
And that battery ram.
Deploying the shield is really fun. So I had already completed the story, but this was the first chance I got to, like, unlock a Colossus. Like, oh, cool. So I got the Colossus, and then I was like, I'm going to go play the Stronghold. And I went to play it, and there's, like, a part where you're supposed to hold out on this platform, and there's, like, a narrow ramp that connects the platform to, like, the surrounding area. And there's these, like, scorpion bug creatures or whatever trying to climb up it. And it's really fun to just deploy your shield and then run down the ramp and knock everything away and then run back up the ramp and knock them away again. And then, like, that's how I got my health back. Like, the enemies in Anthem drop health. So I'd be kind of getting hurt at the top while I'm shooting, running out of bullets. And I was like, okay, out of bullets, health is kind of low. Deploy the shield, run down the ramp, you know, pick up all the health things and knock all the enemies away and then run back up the ramp. Same thing, and then be fully restored once I'm back on the platform, and then continue shooting from there. And I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. This seems kind of fun to me. And yeah, I dipped into the gear menus for the first time. I was like, oh, so there are different weapons. I did not know this. And yeah, like, the Colossus starts default with like a mini cannon of some sort, so you have a really high rate of fire and damage as long as you're pretty close and don't have to aim too much. And then the other thing I chose was a grenade launcher, and it was like it fires three grenades at a time. It's like a triple burst grenade launcher.
Oh, mine was a skip launcher, so it, like, the grenades bounce before they hit something.
Mine would just, like, the grenades would attach to people. So I could, like, attach three grenades to someone, and then they would all explode on them. It's like, oh, this is so cool. And there was just, like, lots of little things, like the mortar cannon that you get on your shoulder if you want. And then the ultimate attack on the Colossus is this crazy giant, like, cannon that appears to shoot nuclear things. It was really crazy. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool, and I just sort of got a better sense of how to play Anthem, and I was like, I might have to get this. This is kind of fun. I want to see how this story thing plays out. And also, well, no, that's it. Anthem. I think I'm going to check it out.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was RPG who gave me the demo.
I'm his pusher.
Yeah, because it doesn't require much. All he had to do was give me the demo. I was like, all right, I'll get this game.
First hits reach out to goal.
The first hits are free. Now you gotta pay.
Crazy. Oh, you should reach out to EA and be like, I'm an influencer.
Got this one guy hooked already.
I will definitely get one sale for you.
Yeah, but nobody else can guarantee that, though. See, I can.
Yeah,
I can.
And it won't be me. As in,
definitely won't be me.
It would be someone else.
Because I already canceled my pre-order, but it's fine. I'll probably pick it up when it's like cheap, though, later on in the year, if anybody's still playing it.
Oh, that was great.
But the game does have, I mean, it has potential, but I don't know. The demo kind of soured me on it. And then, I mean, they just released their, or at least part of their DLC calendar. So, I mean, they do at least plan on supporting it through 3X at least. There's that. Well, you don't know how big the acts are. They could be like giant content drops or something. So the first one's
was kind of cool today when they showed the in-game thingy. It's like all the in-game stuff is like limited time events. So it's like it's not just there that you can like go and do. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. On the one hand, it's kind of neat because it's like, oh, man. But then it's like I don't like the pressure of like I got to get it done before the deadline. Just I don't want that in my life.
Well, hopefully it's sort of like Monster Hunter had the limited time, but then
they came.
They
back.
Would like bring them back.
Yeah,
for
I imagine that is the
occasions.
Case.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
I mean, the fact that it has like free play, like when I first saw that, that made my brain itch. Like, oh, like Monster Hunter, so I can just like go in and do stuff, and today they showed like, oh, we get downies and stuff. And it's like, oh, but I haven't played it. I didn't get to play the demo, so I'm not sure. All I got was like people saying not that great, but then tropical like everything was like, I don't know. I probably would just like end up. I don't know. It's like on the one hand, I played with my Mega account. Why am I even complaining? Just do it, Tekken. You know it's Bioware. You know they're good for it. You know they're good for it, man. They've carried you through a whole trilogy of games, man. And that spinoff that you defended because you love Mass Effect. This could be the next Mass Effect. How do you know it's not the Mass Effect? Next Mass Effect. Come on, Tekken. Next Mass Effect. I said that's
it. Come on, Tekken. Come on.
You know what that means? You go take that hit, Tekken. You go take that hit.
You're it's delicious. You're going to love it.
You're going to be hooked for life. And you're going to be like, Destiny, it's that game. And then start playing the I Will Survive song because you will survive it, Destiny. You don't need that game in your life. Come down.
First I was afraid.
You're going to come down.
I was petrified.
And then I will be like, I am back from outer space, cause I'm no longer a guardian. I'm a dude in a mech suit, flying around like Iron Man.
Hey, hey!
I think it also does like have like that magical number of like four people playing like in Borderlands, and you know, Tropical can punch things again, so I can be the. I mean, they all have guns, so. Whatever.
They do all have guns.
Whatever the Ranger does.
That well, because everybody else is going to be just playing the stupid Storm. So, I mean,
yeah,
there's going to be plenty of opportunity for you to do other things because everybody's like, oh, Storm, Storm, Storm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, Storm is really overpowered. A show I watched talked about it saying originally Storm was sold as like a glass cannon. But it's not a glass cannon. It's just a cannon.
Well, it's like only a steel in the sense cannon. That
as long as no one's focused on it, it is. I mean, it is technically a glass cannon. It's just that with everybody else around, as long as you, because like Colossuses, those things, those guys, because like we function as like the draw attention to us people. So it's like, as long as you keep the everything distracted, then the storm is fine, because it's like they could just float around and lightning strike stuff. But if anything decides it wants to focus on them, then well, they're going to go down very quickly. Because when I was playing the demo, because I did play with, like, there was a couple of storm people on my team, but they like constantly kept dying, so I always had to like revive them. But yeah, if it's if anything focuses on them, then yeah, they're in trouble. But they are powerful.
That happened to me too. There was like two storms and a ranger, and we were playing the stronghold on hard, and I was just like very methodical and trying to get cover, and because you die super fast if you're not careful. And like, you know, I was like slowly making progress, and I turn around and I see everyone is down. Like, there was no notification. How was I supposed to know this?
Also, it does not tell you. Yes. So
yeah,
you
have to just, and they were like all scattered too. Like, they weren't together. It's like, ugh, and they were very far from me. Like, okay, I think we're about to wipe. A really annoying thing that happened in demo was occasionally, or I don't know if hard is like the nightfall used to be, where if you wipe then it just like boots you out, because we got super close to clearing the stronghold on hard, and then we wiped. And instead of reloading it again for us to, you know, have another go at it, it just kicked us back to Tarsus. And I was like, what? We spent all that time, you know, slowly, slowly making progress and getting to the end. And then, you know, one mishap.
LOLs.
There's just nothing. And at the time, I thought it was like a server thing, like the server screwed us, but then I actually don't know. I will say, I think it's just the variety of skills and stuff that your character can do, just based on, you know, equipping different armaments. Like, it feels like there's more. And also, yeah, I'm just... because it limited you to 15 in the demo, so I'm curious to see, like, well, how crazy can we get these weapons? Like, at the end, I'd figured out the crafting system, so I crafted the best stuff that you could get in the demo. And I was like, well, like, what's the full game gonna be like? Like, how crazy can this nuclear cannon be?
I guess it would depend on the, what's it called? The level cap.
Yeah. I'm sort of hopeful, though, that it won't be like Destiny, because Destiny was all about, you know, your one character is your one character, so PvP and PvE were supposed to be, like, the same. Or they balanced it in a way where, you know, you could never be... they never wanted you to be overpowered, I guess. So you were never overpowered, essentially. Everything was always a slog.
Maybe that won't be the case. Maybe you can become the god.
will Anthem let you be just as insanely powerful
as you want? Anthem, you're the Reaper.
you've always wanted to have your Iron Man fantasies, so there you go.
Pretty much.
You now have them.
You can be Anne.
You can
or
be
a War Machine, or Iron Patriot, or that other palette swap.
The other one. You know the guy.
It always reminds me of, there was that episode of South Park where they did the World of Warcraft, and they were just like, we're gonna hide in the forest and hunt boars, because they couldn't go anywhere else on the map. And, you know, slowly... very, very slowly, but surely, like, they became super powerful. And it's like, you can't really do that in a lot of these games. They don't really let you. You know, there is no way to become powerful in your own way in Destiny. You have to do the way that other people have done. You gotta do this, like, hidden quest to get this gun. Or do this thing to get this thing. So yeah, I'm hoping that Anthem gives you like more freedom to become powerful in the way that you want to do it. Anyways, that's what I've been playing. RPG.
Welp.
It all ended. The bad news.
It all ended today, guys. No. Our reality is doomed, as I have completed Kingdom Hearts 3. So prepare yourselves for the coming apocalypse. We all had a good run, but some things have to just come to an end. So, you know, there's that.
So two things. Was it amazing? Was it worth the wait?
Was it worth the wait? Was it worth the wait? That's a great question, Tropical. Was it worth it? No, I did love it, though. It was a fun game. I enjoyed it. I don't know how I feel about the ending, though, because
of
the troll-a-lolling going on with what's happening with a couple of the characters. And I'm just like, Nomura and his BS, man. I'm over it. I'm over it, man. I'm over it. I said everyone was supposed to get their happy endings. But, you know, it's fine. I will just take it out on him in some way, shape, or form later. I just have to figure out how. And when I do, it's happening. He knows what he did.
Now, is this the ending or the secret ending?
The regular ending. The secret ending is odd, to say the least, which means I...
It sounds very resolved, RPG.
It is not, which is the problem.
All these years, well...
The secret ending, because, I mean, it's fairly... I mean, I don't want to spoil anything. The article is actually playing it, but it's like...
finish the arc that you were talking about?
Well... it's weird because the secret ending makes reference to something else. Well, it's odd because what it makes the reference to, because it's like, well, that's a little unexpected. So it's like unexpected. It's just no, because it's something that happened in the game that it makes reference to. Which kind of it kind of comes out of left field a little bit, because it's like, oh, I thought this was so it's like it's almost I can't really say much. Like I said,
it was all a dream, Sora. Wake up.
No, that is not what was going on. But it's weird, man. It's weird because like once you see it, you'll understand why I'm but it's like it's it was interesting because I was very confused at first, because like I was playing through, and then because even the epilogue itself though is like kind of like, hey, this definitely isn't over. So you know, when the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer comes out in a few years, and it's like, and we finally get the game 10 years after that, it's gonna be like, well, I mean, you had to see this coming, I guess. Because
we kept you on the hook for 12 years, have fun waiting for 12 more.
Yes. Because it's like, man, like, it's hard to explain without spoiling stuff. So I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, no, because like they technically resolved the main arc, kind of, somewhat. But it's like, yeah, it's complicated. This game is complicated. So, but yeah. I mean, yeah. It just, yeah. I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to say without spoiling stuff. But I mean, I did enjoy the game. I did end up getting the ultimate weapon, so I got all like the side quest. All the side quest keyblades and stuff too while I was playing the game, but I didn't use it. I just tested it out, and then I was determined to beat the final boss with my joke weapons, and I did, and he couldn't stop me. So there was that. But yeah, it was an interesting ending for the most part. But then stuff happened, and then there's like some kind of like, you know, Fitzsimmons level stuff going on in this game ending. So I was like, why can't people be happy? Why can't people let me be happy? So that was a thing too. But so I was like, F you, Nomura. Just F you. I don't know what you wrote in on, and the horse you wrote in on. So there was that thing. But yeah, the secret ending is very odd. It's very odd to say the least. But you'd understand if you saw it, because you're like, oh, that's why. I was like, yes, exactly. That's exactly why. It's a weird thing. So I don't know if it was just meant to just be a tease, and maybe they actually aren't gonna like do anything with it, but there's too many things that were left to like. There was a couple of things where they're just like, "Yep, there's this. We never explained this," and they were like kind of blatant about it too. So it's like, so prepare yourself because we're not telling you. And then it cuts to the secret ending, which is just as cryptic as that. So it's just like, well, that's fine.
For Kingdom Hearts 3.1 prologue coming 2 years from now, maybe, but probably not.
I'll drop the numbers and do what God of War did, and just be like Kingdom Hearts for whatever PS5, PS6, or whatever it ends up on, and then start it all over again with their weird naming conventions, and then I'll be in my nursing home playing the final that arc, and I'll be like, all right, it's finally over. It's been 60 long years. But I finally got to Kingdom Hearts 7. So, and then of course there will be a secret ending in that, and then my grandchildren will have to like play for me and then send up their digital prayers or something to make sure I understand what's going on in that arc. And it's just gonna be, yeah.
I have to burn a console.
Basically, yes. And be like, this is what happened, Grandpa. This new guy, he came back in time, and then he turned into this other guy, and then he ate this guy, and then his heart exploded, and then it's like yes, this sounds about right. This sounds about right. So yes. But no, I did love it. It was great. I enjoyed it. I'm still angry at the ending, but it's fine. But I did notice though, I kind of noticed while I was playing anyway, but the distinct lack of Square Enix stuff in the game.
I know.
Because actual Square Enix stuff is like the original characters, obviously, but it's like, at least in the previous games, you always had like the Final Fantasy characters, and then the world ends with you characters in 3D. But then in this one, it was like no one. It was just the original characters, and then it was just, and then like the Disney world. So it was kind of odd, because I noticed it like as I was going through the worlds, and I was like, oh wait. And I think about it, we don't have like a Traverse Town or any of that this time around. It's like, so no restoration committees and nothing going on. So it was like, it was kind of, yeah, it was weird, because it's one of those things you're kind of used to, and then you get to this and it's just like, oh wait, there is no Cloud or Leon or Aerith and all of the other kids kind of being around. It's like, yeah, we exist, but they didn't exist. They didn't exist. So that was interesting. But I mean, I guess they were trying to just focus on the main arc thing, since it was supposed to be like closing off, so they couldn't really like do too much side stuff to distract you. But it was odd. It was odd, to say the least. So, and then, yeah, so there was that. And then there's Maleficent was there for some reason too, but I don't know why she was around. Because like she like showed up a couple of times, but then her whole thing never really amounted to anything. So I was just like, well, you could have just kind of been out. You could have been not included in this at all, and everything would have still been fine. So I'm not entirely sure why you were there. Except I guess to just be like, hey, I still exist, guys. But no one cared. No one cared. So yes, there was a lot of loose ends that I'm pretty sure they blatantly did not tie up. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Square Enix, for getting me all excited, thinking everybody's going to be happy and everything was going to be all right. And they're like, LOLs. LOLs, we're master trolls. We don't close our story arcs. We make more. So yeah. that's Kingdom Hearts for you, man. So I'll be expecting a new trailer in 5 years or so, and then I'll be like, yep, we knew it was coming. Good. You're nonsense, man. You're nonsense. So yeah.
So perhaps the world can continue.
Well, no, because I already got Kingdom Hearts 3, so it's fine now. The world it's outlived its usefulness, so it hasn't done much for me lately. So it's fine now. It's fine now.
I saw a lot of Kingdom Hearts this week, and I'm hoping that this is one game that I eventually will play. Because I've seen, so I'm kind of disappointed in how few Disney Worlds there are, but I guess, you know, there weren't really that many in the other ones either. So maybe it's just like, because my expectations were set by all the preview stuff, and then seeing my expectations met exactly, it's like, oh.
So yeah, the game is fairly short, all things considered. Yeah. There aren't like a ton of worlds, which is kind of sad too. Because I was like, but then, like I said, I guess they were trying to not pad out the game, kind of thing. And because like with a lot of the worlds in the previous games, a lot of them were kind of just there to keep you busy, so you didn't finish the game basically, and had no actual bearing on what was going on. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess. So this one, they kind of like focused a bit tighter on the storytelling. So
it's really interesting, I guess, that's how
filler.
The stories of the Disney worlds kind of tie really well with the Kingdom Hearts story.
The lore.
Like about hearts and things like that. And it's like, oh, yeah, that did happen in that movie.
I was actually kind of surprised they didn't include like a Moana world, considering like when I was watching that movie, I was like, oh my gosh, this is basically Kingdom Hearts, guys.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So I was like, so that was odd that didn't get included in, but I was like, it's fine. So, but then again, I guess DLC does technically exist in this day and age. So maybe that's why they did that whole open-ended thing with the stuff. They can just add DLC to it later.
is the epilogue DLC thingy or whatever it was called, did that already come out?
Yeah.
It was the day after. Yeah, the day after the game released.
I thought that was a funny thing to do. They're like, haha, we thought of it before time, spoiler people.
Well, because, I mean, the people trying to leak stuff, they're probably just like, oh, I don't want people to know what's going on. Because, I mean, the epilogue does make reference to something else too, but it's just like, well, you don't want to spoil stuff. Although I guess people would have had to actually watch it in order to understand what's going on. So there's that, but yeah. So I completely forgot about that. DLC does exist. That is a thing. So maybe that's why they did what they did with the epilogue and the secret ending. Maybe there's going to be like a expansion pack or something later to kind of tie things up. So
which one do you think was the best world?
Under what criteria are we talking here? Because there's some,
which
there's
one
some,
did you like?
Because there's worlds I liked for, I mean, I like some of them for different reasons. Because I mean, the Big Hero 6 world I like because I loved Big Hero 6 because that was awesome. And then same thing with Toy Story. It's like one of my favorite movie series. So, of course, I was like, oh, my gosh, Toy Story. Ah! So that was fun. But I guess those two would be my favorite one based on the properties that were involved. Because, I mean, I was never like a huge fan of Monsters, Inc. So when they did announce that they were including it, I was kind of just like, I guess, but I've seen other people talking about how much they loved Monsters, Inc. So I guess it's to each his own kind of, to each their own kind of thing. Cause it's like, cause I've seen the movies and I mean, they're not bad, but I don't really care for them as much as I do some of the other movies. So, because the same thing with the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff too, because I'm not like a huge fan of those either, I guess. So, but
I thought those worlds were really crazy. That world
was very well. The Pirates of the Caribbean was like that was a very interesting one because of the way they did the whole realistic characters. Yes, and then like the end of the world with the whole those cutscenes are very pretty. Very pretty for that one. And then it was raining, so of course it looked good because, you know, everything in this generation looks great when it rains. So that's how it goes. But yeah, Toy Story and probably Big Hero 6 are probably my favorite ones. But I mean, I did like the final Keyblade Grave Route one, but only because they like because of the series of battles that were going on there. So that was kind of fun and that was cool too. So just kidding. So, I guess. So there was that fun time. But now that I thought about it and thinking that there might just be DLC later, then that kind of does ease it a bit, I guess. So, because I mean, I know with Final Fantasy 15, they had already planned out DLC from the get-go when they were making the game, but they didn't announce a season pass for Kingdom Hearts. So I don't know how that's going to go. So I guess we'll find out after E3, or so they can start talking about the 7 remake, because I'm pretty sure people are still waiting for information on that because they're assuming it's not going to happen anymore. Because like, well, they've been quiet about it all this time. So it's like, well, Nomura's been busy. So now he can get back to focusing on other stuff. So we should be hearing about that these coming months too. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. So
cool. Let's do RRR. This is rapid release responses for the month of February. It's a little bit different, though mostly the same, as what we're accustomed to for this. Because essentially, we used to go to releases.com, we'd find the list of games that are coming out for the month, and then we would read the first 10 words of the description on releases.com. But judging by the number of what's that game? Gauntlet references that we read over the years, I think that maybe releases.com wrote those descriptions. So it wasn't really fair that they were sometimes bad or like they wasted all their words in the beginning and ended up with a description that told us nothing. So this time I still went to releases.com, got the list of games, but then I went to the, you know, developer websites or their store pages or whatever and found their first 10 words describing their own games. So hopefully these are better descriptions of those games that are coming out in February. Although since I've seen them all this time beforehand, I know that some of them are not. But yeah, like, this is basically a test. We're going to see how good people are at selling their game in 10 words. I think RPG went to get his laundry.
Mm-hmm.
What should we do?
We could wait, yeah.
All right. Waiting. Amazing podcast right here. All the waiting.
Oh yeah, Chapter Cool. I was thinking on RR we could do a thing where it's like the games we're looking forward to for that month or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or somehow incorporate like the games that we're actually looking forward to in that month. So just like having it for the new releases, and it's like that's it. I can't remember. It's like I had some thoughts on randomly one day. I can't remember what it was now though. Oh well, whatever.
So instead of every game coming out, just the ones we're looking forward to, or?
No, I'm just saying like we could like add the games that we're looking forward to like after we're done talking about all of them. Like, oh, well, this month I'm looking forward to this. Oh.
Yes.
Wonderful.
All right, let's do it then. Should we start at the beginning of the month or skip the days that have gone by?
Start at the beginning, because if I miss something, then
all right,
I won't sit.
So this took more effort than usual. So this is only PlayStation games. I thought, oh, February is a shorter month. Maybe this is a good test area. But no, there are still tons of games coming out in February, even though it has fewer days. So I cut it down to make it a bit more manageable. Maybe we'll add them back as I figure this out. So here we go. February 1st. 8-bit Hordes.
Oh my, that almost sounded like something else.
Yeah, I have to like enunciate it.
Is it like a horde mode, but 8-bit style?
No.
Well then, its title is a lie.
Dominate the battlefield in 8-bit Hordes, a colorful fantasy RTS.
Oh. I do like RTS games, but
I don't. I didn't pick it up, so pass.
Maybe.
Maybe. Next one is Song of Memories.
I don't know what this is.
A romantic visual novel with a dark and sinister underbelly.
Yes! A Mav Love!
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah. What is it called?
Song of Memories.
Song of Memories. I don't know how I haven't heard of this. I know of every visual novel that's ever in existence. So, weird. Weird.
And then Royal Assault.
Well, this does not sound like something I want.
No?
Nope.
All right. February 4th, Apex Legends.
It's just a Respawn game.
That is the Respawn game.
Yeah, pass.
Although,
I kind of like the way that they stealth launched it, because I was like, oh, that's kind of...
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Mm. But I don't do battle royales after my horrible experience with Fortnite and my team members being monsters. So,
the most hilarious Facebook post about that. It was like someone was like, I noticed something. I was playing League of Legends and people weren't being jerks to me. I think the kids are all gone. I think they all went to Fortnite.
Oh yeah, because they're like, Fortnite is the greatest game of all time.
Yeah, yeah, that one. And they're like, yeah, I was playing something else and like I wasn't getting yelled at. I wasn't something. I think they all went to Fortnite. It's like secretly the best game ever or something. These are pretty
amazing.
That's true. I think I mentioned that before, because I was like, it kind of like when people are all playing like the same game, then it leaves like other games safe, because it's like whatever they're doing.
I remember I used to call the Call of Duty the a-hole vacuum, because that's what they're all playing. that's what those type of people play. That game. That one.
Pretty nice. February 5th, Glass Masquerade.
I don't know what that is.
Glass Masquerade is a relaxing puzzle game with beautifully designed...
Mm-hmm, sure it is.
I mean, it could be beautifully designed. But what kind of puzzles are they, though? Because... I do like puzzle games, but I only like certain kinds of puzzle games. So,
which one is relaxing?
None of them. Puzzles are stuff.
Yeah. The ones that do themselves.
Basically. So, I mean, if it's a game that you're not... If you're playing a game that you're not playing, then what's even the point?
Exactly. The Mage's Tale.
I mean, it sounds like it's like something I would be interested in.
It might be.
Description.
Explore 10 deadly dungeons, decipher riveting puzzles, avoid terrifying traps.
No thanks. This sounds like a first person labyrinth style dungeon crawler.
Oh, it sounds like something I would be interested in fact.
Well, then it's the Mage's Tale again.
So now mages and dark sinister underbellies in my romantic visual novels. Oh my goodness. This is going to be a fun month.
The next one is Away, Journey to the Unexpected.
I don't know what this is.
Away. Welcome to a feel-good FPS. Mm-hmm. Colorful adventure.
Oh, I think I heard about this game. I think I saw something about this game. I was like, that's weird. Or I don't know if it was this game specifically, but there was like some weird like FPS that was like being made, and it was all like happy fields of flowers and rainbows and weird stuff. And I was like, this is weird. I don't know if it's that game though.
You don't like flowers and rainbows? Are you a colorist?
I'm not saying I don't like those things. I just don't want them in my FPS. I don't want to play a Care Bear Stare simulator.
I mean, I'd be into it. Wait, why don't they have a Care Bear game? That would be
That's
awesome.
Weird, yeah. That was a huge property. It's making a comeback.
Even if they did like an action RPG, oh my goodness, why wasn't it in Kingdom Hearts? Because then you could have been like, I mean, that game is all about friendship. Even when your friendships get broken because Square Enix is jerks. Are jerks? I don't know how that works. They're a company of people, but it's a company, singular company. It doesn't matter. Jerks. Jerks a lot of them.
Then we got Access Denied.
To what?
Calling All Safecrackers and Lovers of Puzzle Games. The Time.
I do like puzzles, but I don't like safecracking. I don't know how I feel about heist games ever since the whole Payday. Yes.
Tekken Puzzles is no?
I don't know what the deal is with all these puzzle games this month. No, thank you.
Because February is the month where you unlock people's hearts. So to do that, you have to do puzzles or something. I have no idea, okay? I have no idea.
Then Evoland Legendary Edition.
Evo or Evil?
Evo.
Oh.
Like the fighting tournament.
Like the fighting tournament.
Spelled the same, probably no relationship.
Someone's gonna get sued.
Evoland is a journey through the history of action adventure gaming.
Sure it is.
That sounds kind of cool.
I do like action adventure games. But no.
All right. Another mage one, Ages of Mages, The Last Keeper.
It's just, very on the nose with that one. What's the description?
Ages of Mages, The Last Keeper is a TPS beat 'em.
No.
Oh, third person shooter beat 'em up? What?
No. Just no. Just no, man.
TPS beat 'em.
Tekken, TPS beat 'em?
TPS beat 'em.
Probably no. Up. Could be down.
No, that's okay.
All right. Melbit's World.
Wait, what was that game called, Tropical?
Ages of Mages, The Ages. Last Keeper.
Okay, because I was like, wait a minute. Mages going around that? No, no.
Mages do like to go around and beat the crap out of people.
You do maybe know like that. A knight or something? I don't know. Just no.
Sisters are heavy.
Angry mages.
It doesn't give me Streets of Rage vibes. No thanks.
Angry mages.
Yes.
This is why you don't piss off mages, guys.
The next one was Melbit's World.
Sounds like something I would not want. Sounds like some kid's toy thing.
Yeah. So probably not.
And then Spike Volleyball.
No.
Dang it.
Of course not. It's a sports game.
Oh.
Spike Volleyball.
This last one is called, I think it's pronounced Scorcery.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's supposed to be like sorcery, but with score in it is what's happening.
Yes.
So
with
then,
a K.
Well, that's just weird. What's the description on this? I'm
curious.
Sorcery
is a local multiplayer sports-like video game set
nope.
in.
No.
No.
Oh, nope.
All right. We move on to February 8th, starting with God Eater 3.
Woo! I am interested in this one, actually. So,
Tekken, did you play the other ones?
Nope.
Neither have I.
But I like Monster Hunter, but with a story.
Let's say I don't. Wait, they have a good story?
Well, there's more story focused than the Monster Hunter games, so you usually have to play through it because there's a story.
I was gonna say because it's like I'd rather just play the original, not some copycat knockoff.
Okay.
I mean, that being said, RPG did tweet out the trailer and it had like 8-player battle thing, and I was like, oh, if Monster Hunter did that, that would be cool.
The assault missions, yeah.
But then I'm like, I'm 2 games behind. I like to play from the beginning.
Oh, they're all separate from each other, technically.
What?
Kind of.
Like Final Fantasy?
That is not
I mean, it's
not allowed.
How do I? Because like they all have their own, like they're related, but they have their own self-contained like stuff going on. So you don't have to play the other ones to.
So it's like they're all in the same universe, but like different stuff happens.
Yeah, you don't. So yeah, you're not obligated to play the other because like
the first game is Daredevil, the second game is Jessica Jones.
Yeah, it's a lot like that actually. The third game is and then occasionally you do get some crossover. Daredevil likes to show up in Jessica Jones, or Luke Cage likes to show up in. So yeah, it's like so they all have their own stuff going on. And but it's like you don't have to have played the other ones to understand anything except for the fact that the basic premise is that they're giant origami trying to eat everything on the planet, and people are failing to stop them, and then things get weird as they do with Japanese games, like in Japan.
Giant origami, so.
Aragami, not origami. It's not paper folded. It's a giant paper folding. Although, that would be interesting.
That's Japanesey.
That is Japanesey.
Because it's origami.
It's like, oh my gosh, there's a giant paper crane coming our way, guys. Why are we not panicking? Why? I'd play that. So, I mean, I'm into it. But yes, I am picking up God Eater, so.
And then also Monster Energy Supercross, the video game 2.
I already guarantee I would hate whatever this is, so.
That's a weird title, and no thank you.
Because there's a good anytime something has like a product in the title, it's a good chance that it's something that's hard pass on that. So, hard pass on that.
February 12th, The Liar Princess and the Blind Prince.
I was actually semi-interested in this game, but then it seems like it's more of a walking simulator than anything, so it's like, but because like the story seemed like a cool little, it seemed like a cute little thing with the whole thing going on, but it's like, I think it's just a glorified escort mission, and I was like, no. That's on all of that, so.
Tekken?
What's a walking simulator?
Like, Dear Esther, or,
Gone Home one?
Gone Home.
Oh, okay. I like those.
Oh, then maybe you would like this game, then.
It's like 20 bucks or cheaper, sure.
Oh.
That's how much Gone Home was, and I was like, oh, I like that game.
Oh.
Same thing with Dear Esther, it's like super cheap and I bought it. Is everybody's gone to the rapture like that too? Because I haven't played it, but that's what
it's
seen.
It's okay. Also that type. The King's Bird.
what's its name? Does it have a name?
What is the King's Bird's name? Inquiring minds want to know.
I don't know. It's not
what's
in
his
the
name?
First 10 words.
What's his name? Tropical.
Larry.
Okay, I accept that. Go ahead and read the description, because I'm curious about Larry and his adventures.
Escape into a world kept secret by a tyrant and...
Why would you want to escape into a world that's...
Because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Because I prefer democracy over tyranny.
I mean, sometimes a little tyranny kind of lights a fire under your booty.
Well, it could be the tyrant, like, rules everywhere, and then he's kept this other world that's not under his rule secret from... It's like North Korea.
What's the, what's the genre? Sheesh, how did I forget the word for genre? That.
I do not have this information.
Oh, it's not there. Oh, crap. No. The King's Bird. The King's Bird. Well, I'm wondering why it's called the King's Bird, though. Do you
probably a metaphor. King's
Bird? Well, a metaphor for what? His private parts?
His,
a platformer.
I mean, you just said you didn't have this information.
I looked it up.
I don't like platformers, so no. Unless they're fun platformers. And then, even then, after Sonic, I've kind of been hurt. I've been hurt, man. But then Kirby came along, and he's like, I'll take care of you. So then he was like, I don't know how I feel about this now. Cause basically, yes, like that. So it's like, I don't know how I feel about platformers at the moment. It's kind of up in the air.
All right. The next one is Conarium.
Was that with a Q or a K?
It is with a C.
Well, that's just confusing. With a K.
Conarium is a chilling Lovecraftian game which follows a gripping.
Oh my! This sounds interesting. Like there's some stories going on or something.
Now I am interested. What's the genre though? Before I get too excited. Got a weird name.
Two names are Game Conarium.
Tropical.
I'm looking.
Are you dead?
I'm alive.
No. Truly, truly, truly.
I am alive.
Come on, big money, no whammy.
Indie Adventure. It's an adventure game.
That could be beat. Walking Dead was an adventure game. Maybe. Bro.
I'll file it away just in case.
Cool. Then we got Hacky Zack. Hacky Zack.
Does this involve Hacky Zack?
Sort of. Says you are Zack, juggling balls with unique properties through platforming.
Well, this just got awkward.
No thanks.
I'm the ball juggler, which I'm pretty sure is a euphemism for something.
And then Hyper Jam.
This is a music game. This is a music rhythm game.
It might be a music rhythm game.
Hyper Jam is an explosive arena brawler with a dynamic.
Well, that was
that is not what I was looking for. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Pass on that.
Arena brawler, more like a rhythm music game. That's what you are.
February 13th, Intruders Hide and Seek.
What? So this is like a reverse game? Home Alone kind of thing.
I think this is like the first Purge.
So like reverse Home Alone?
Intruders Hide and Seek is a first person stealth game. And
oh god, no. So hard pass on that. So super hard pass. That ain't happening.
It's been a while since I played a first person stealth game.
I can't even get through the training mission on Hitman right now. So definitely not doing this. Cause I keep failing it for some reason. So I'm like, you know what? I give up. I'll die. So I stopped streaming as well because I was like, I don't want people to keep seeing me fail. Because that's awkward. It's cool.
It's cool, guys. I will one day be good at stealth games. And when I am, I'll be like, in your face, stealth games. Suck it. Suck it, stealth games.
February 14th, Valentine's Day. Code Realize Wintertide Miracles.
It's that anime love I watched. Yeah. The one with the lady with the poison skin. It gets weird. But yes, I did watch the anime. Don't judge me. But that aside, of course they would release that on Valentine's Day because it's a love I'll wait for the anime.
All right. And then Degrees of Separation.
I mean, I know what Degrees of Separation is, but I'm assuming that's not what's going on here.
Degrees of Separation is a puzzle platformer where cooperation is...
Cooperation.
This sounds interesting. I might be interested.
Good job, whoever made Degrees of Separation. Your 10 words were used well. Next is Nekopara Volume 2.
I don't know what volume
there
one is.
There's a volume one? I was... There is a volume
We've
one.
We've definitely done Nekopara on.
Because I remember hearing the name before, and I was like, "What is that?" Because it has something to do with cats, right?
Yep.
And it's like, I'm assuming it's like a love love with cats because everything is a love now. Because reason.
This is probably true.
Oh my.
Although, well, 10 words. Business is booming for Lost Soleil, the pastier run by.
Here, so it's also a brothel made with cats and I'm love love. So this just got awkward.
Furries. Then finally, A Fold Apart.
Oh, okay. That was. I didn't think that was the name of the game. I thought you were going to say something else, but yeah.
I don't know.
A Fold Apart is an award-winning 3D puzzle game from.
Really, another one. Cass. Right, what award did they win? Not Game of the Year, because I've never heard of it. Jeez.
There are a lot of them.
This one caught my eye before. I'm looking forward to it. February 15th, DreamWorks Dragons, Dawn of New Riders.
I mean, I haven't seen the previous like 6 movies, so yeah. I probably won't be picking up this game.
Again?
It's not Layer 2. I don't care, so no.
Switch you in later.
Next is Jump Force.
I am interested, but not day one interested.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to spend money on this game when it could be terrible.
I want it because it looks gorgeous, just gorgeous. But then I wanted to play the beta, but the times are like super awkward, even for like my schedule. So I was like, how is anyone supposed to play this?
I would also kind of prefer a 2D version that is like Dragon Ball FighterZ. I'm just saying, have you not seen that game?
No, but I like it. I like the way it looks now. And I like the opening.
I'm fine with like the art style. I
like the opening arena too.
I don't.
I do.
I like
the open arena.
In between the Dragon Ball Z and Kai games, Team Kaiji came out, and it's like, what was this crap? It's terrible.
Arena. But it does look cool. Well, I mean, I'm a fan of several of the animes that are involved, so that also kind of helps matters. But I haven't seen some of them as well, so there's also that. Because I've actually never seen any of the JoJo animes, even though people keep talking about them. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll eventually watch them. But then I found out that there's like 12 of them. And I was like,
pretty old.
That's not happening because I ain't got time to be investing myself in a
anime. They're bizarre adventures.
See? But the adventures are apparently bizarre. So there's that. But I hear it's kind of like adult Pokemon.
Huh.
It's adult Digimon.
I think either way, collect adults.
The most recent
ones. Like one of them
different.
I guess they each have like something called a stain or something. So it's like,
it's only like the one before them are different.
Oh, are they?
They only changed that in that because that's like the way that the manga went after that on that arc for the stains thing. So I only know this because my waifu's brother watches it and was talking.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, why do you know this? Are you a fan?
Oh. But,
so I guess, I guess that would make it more like Digimon then, because they only have one.
But it is pretty cool, because like, it just follows like the lineage of this family through time. So it's like, it just follows like people from that family all that like throughout time and, well, not time and space, but like throughout time.
JoJo's and so it's like, family.
You just pick up with that bloodline every season.
That JoJo.
And they get into adventures. JoJo. Yeah, that particular JoJo. They're not always named JoJo. They just have like Joe in their name, like Jotaro or Joe or JoJo or whatever.
JoJo like their nickname because they have Joe in their name.
Yes, that too.
Ah, clever. Clever.
Next one is Metro Exodus.
This was on my list, but I haven't played through the first two yet, and that's one of my things this year on my rules is not to buy any games I have not finished up to that point in the series. So unless I'm done with Metro X or the first two, Last Light and the other one, not getting it. Or I think it's like 2033 or something.
Yep.
Whatever. I have the other two, so it's like just haven't played them.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Then Far Cry New Dawn.
Man, see, it's so weird. I used to be all about the Far Cry, and they just kept pumping them out, and like I'm just like, I need a break, and I still need a break. So, I mean, not only that, it's just that, you know, this is a continuation from the last game, so I can't play this one without playing that one and, like, get all the stories. So it's like, good job. Good job, Ubisoft. You messed me up on that one. And your tiered releases and season passes, and I'll have none of it. Wait, even if this one is 30 bucks or whatever.
Far Cry 5?
Nope, I didn't, because it was a tiered release and season pass, and I was like, I'm not doing this.
Oh.
I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not spending $100 for this game to get the extra doodads. When I don't need them, and then, like, you know, just get the $60 version, but then, like, oh, but I didn't get that stuff, and I kind of wanted, so I feel cheated. I feel cheated, and I'm not cool with that. On top of the season pass crap, that's like, oh, you don't need this, but it's like, isn't it cool? We got Far Cry 3. We got Far Cry 3 Classic. Don't you want that? It's like, I kind of do, and it's, like, on sale this week or last week. And I almost bought it, but I didn't. I held strong. So, yeah.
It's on sale this week.
Oh, yeah, it's, like, 13 bucks, I think, yeah. Ah, it's like, it's so annoying too, because it's like, if I could just add $5 to my PSN wallet, I could get it. But you can't add five, you can only add 10 minimum. So it's like, oh, well,
that's not they should have small increments for you to add stuff on just in case, because you don't want to have like, because I actually still have money in my PSN wallet because it's like I had to buy a higher amount to get something that I wanted. So now I just have an awkward number just there.
It also kind of sucks because now that they tax everything, it's like not as cheap as it looks when you're looking through the store. It's like, oh man, I'm going to buy this game for $19.99. And like you add to cart and like check out, it's like, it's $20. something. It's like, no. I don't have that much money in my wallet. I don't have any. This is what you've caused, taxation. Are you happy now, local tax collector people?
Fees? Basically, yes.
I hope you're happy.
In your state.
Side note, guys, I forgot how to play Monster Hunter. So I was trying to play while we were. I tried to like play that instead of Hitman because I was doing terrible at Hitman, and then that did not go as well because I keep trying to play it like Kingdom Hearts and it is. So there's that.
Moving on, February 19th, we got Almost There, the platformer.
That's a weird name.
I was just about to say.
It's kind of sad. The platformer.
Yeah. No.
So it's called Almost There, the platformer. Or
yep. The platformer is the subtitle.
So Almost There is the actual title.
Yes. I wonder if it's like a series and like each game is a different genre. That'd be neat. But that's probably not the case. So
yeah. I don't think that's the case.
Just read the description.
Sprint between saw blades while dodging homing missiles. Duck under.
I don't.
That doesn't seem very practical, but, you know, whatever.
Or safe.
Or realistic. But, yeah. You keep dodging those missiles under saw blades.
Oh, gosh.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
All right. Then we got Steins Gate Elite.
I don't play that series. No.
I'll wait for the anime.
Okay. This one I think is pronounced Death End Request.
Mm-hmm.
World's Odyssey Blended Fantasy Based RPGs of the Past with the.
Oh, it's a blend of something, though. It could be terrible.
It could be terrible. What was this one called?
Death End Request.
How does that sound familiar? I feel like I've. I feel like I've heard of this before, and I don't know. Something concerns me about this. I feel
a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, because I'm like this game sound like I know I've heard this before. Who's the developer?
I believe it is Idea Factory.
I know it. That's why.
He's like, I can sense it.
That's why. That's it. Like there had to be something. I was like, there had to be something.
There is darkness nearby. I know it. I can feel it. Blocking out the light around me. Where is it?
I was like, I know I've heard this before. I was like, I know I'm not going crazy because I told myself to avoid it. That's why.
I was about to say, well, that takes care of that one.
And then Unexplored Unlocked Edition.
What?
Descend into the depths of the Dungeon of Doom and...
nice alliteration, but this seems like a trap. No thanks.
It does seem like a trap, so no.
All right. February 22nd, Anthem.
Leaning towards it, you know, when it's low enough, but then, you know, maybe if it's cold enough this winter and I need something to bundle up next to because Destiny just couldn't hold my coffee. Oh, yeah. What? Destiny Anthem. I've got your number.
What was even that?
I was just putting words together, dude.
I see that.
It was a euphemism where coffee's my sexual energy or something.
That's not.
Or not sexual energy because it's a game, but like, you know, that.
Don't even.
My libido when I'm playing games.
Not entertaining this anymore. Stop
it. Oh, yeah. And then 8-Bit Invaders.
Didn't we just do this?
This is a different 8-bit. This is not the Horde.
What about the invasion thing? Is this just a month of invading and puzzles?
Invade? I guess.
What's happening?
This one actually might be related to the other one. It says 8-bit Invaders is a fast-paced retro real-time strategy game.
So it might actually, in fact, be...
That's funny.
The same thing. No. It knows what it did. Trying to come in under the guise of something else.
February 26th. Trials Rising.
I don't. Motorcycle game? Trials games. I get them when they're free on PlayStation Plus. No thanks.
It is that motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Then Stellaris Console Edition.
Console Edition, you say?
Does it exist in some other place and form?
Probably PC.
I feel like I've heard this game before, but it's like, obviously, if I can't recall what it is, probably not worth it.
Also that.
All right. Then Remy Lore, Lost Girl in the Lands of Lore.
Okay.
Well, oh my gosh, this is definitely a Muv Luv, isn't it? Read your description.
Remy Lore is a roguelite anime-style adventure set.
Ew.
Not even 10 words. Sorry, well, Remy Lore.
The right two at the beginning for us to know that we don't want it, so there's that. There was that.
The Lego Movie 2 video game.
I'll wait for the movie.
Game. So.
And then Dirt Rally 2.0.
Eventually when it's super cheap.
I'll wait for the anime.
I would watch that series, actually. I think that might be cool. Sports animes are awesome.
Because they're usually over the top and ridiculous.
Yeah. It'd be like, instead of a drift where you turn left to go right, it'd be like a 360 spin. And somehow that makes them go faster or something.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right. And then finally, February 28th, Fimble.
No, thank you. This sounds like a... Don't you use those like knit or something with thread needle or something?
Fimble. Fimble. Starts with an F.
Fimble? Like Fimble. Fumble, but with an I?
F-I-M-B-U-L.
This is as terrible a title as that Coloxio or Coxo, whatever that was, that other game with the C or K or not the CK, whatever.
He's not wrong about that. What is this Conarian? Even about?
Fimble is a single-player comic book action-adventure set that in sounds the...
Neat. Oh. Well, I take back what I said.
That just sounds kind of cool.
Congratulations, Fimble. You had a good pitch.
Well, that's because instead of using their title for like half the sentence, it was like, oh, let me tell you what it is first and then go into other stuff. And not distract you.
Yeah, it was a unique word action adventure game, not just some like 80s inspired or mid roguelike action adventure.
So yeah, I think the worst out of these, we didn't hear this one, but it was The Liar, Princess, and the Blind Prince.
Because there's
the
a good
description was The Liar, Princess, and the Blind Prince follows the tale.
Yeah, I knew it.
Title was too long. Ages of Mages was not that great, although it got through the important part. Ages of Mages, The Last Keeper is a TPS beat-em. So yeah, there was at least two that were pretty good. Alright, and then there's two more titles that don't have set release dates, but should arrive in February at some point. One is Ghost of a Tale.
Too bad it's not Ghost in the Shell. Oh,
it is not. You are correct about this fact. Wait, how do you spell the Fimble one again?
F-I-M-B-U-L.
So it's not even spelled like Fumble with the I.
It is not. Yeah, because I have to make sure I watch for it just in case it does turn out to be something cool.
Ghost of a Tale? No? Nope.
What's the description thingy?
You are Tilo, a courageous minstrel mouse on a perilous...
Oh, well,
oh, dear.
Mouse called and they said they did it better, sorry.
Ooh.
Or I guess I should say, good luck trying to one up them, because you know.
Ooh, shots fired! Ooh!
When's Mouse 2 coming? And then Path of Exile...
Oh, I know this game. This is from, not Obsidian, but the other one. Exile, right? Or something? In Exile?
In Exile?
Is it?
I'm not sure.
Or one of those people that makes RPGs, because it's like one of those franchises, right?
What?
Killers of blah, blah, blah?
What?
Wait, what did you call it? Yeah,
Of Exile.
This sounds so familiar. I feel like this is like one of those games, a WRPG. Read the description, Tropical.
I think it is, but...
Path of Exile is an online action RPG set in...
Oh, well, that is not that at all.
Free-to-play MMOs or something. One of those kinds of things. It's similar to that, except that the battle style is probably, like, normally not the same kind of thing. That sort of thing, kind of like that one game, Blades and Souls, which is never going to get released, even though it looks cool, and we're probably never going to get it. It's cool. I'm okay, guys. It's been a long year.
Yes. All right. Well, that is the list of releases from releases.com. Did you have games you were excited for this month?
Yes. I guess I should rephrase it. Just be like, my personal picks for this month would be Metro 2033. Not 2033. Metro Exodus, sorry. Because that's the amazing...
Wait, but what happened to...
Debut at E3?
To all the games that were supposed to come out on the 22nd?
Yeah, the 29th or whatever, or the night. Yeah, like, wasn't there, like, a day in February when, like, a bunch of
games were supposed to come out? Yeah, it was, like, supposed to be, like, 6 billion games or something. What happened to that?
It was the 15th, which has now, like, Jump Force, Metro Exodus, and Far Cry, New Dawn. We didn't do, like, other platform games, because Crackdown 3 also comes out on February 15th. And originally, Days Gone was coming out on February 15th also.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but that one got delayed. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll, my personal picks for this month will definitely be Metro Exodus and Anthem. I would hope that Bauer can redeem themselves after the perceived embarrassment that was Mass Effect in trouble. I mean, I liked it, but you know, they're in it. It tells a different story, so I can only speak for myself. I quite enjoyed it, but you know, I'm everybody else, so you know, whatever. Put it for yourself, play it for yourself, you know. And we'll see what Metrix is about, all about. Even though they have the controversy right now, the you know, we're not going to put on Steam. We're going to like you know, Epic Game Store. Yep, not going to do Steam. Just need Epic Game Store, and then you know, we might shoot ourselves in the foot. We'll see what happens. And people are you know. Review bashing our game, whatever. We'll see what happens. So, yeah. And those are my picks for this month.
RPG, you got picks for the month of February?
Just God Eater at the moment. Initially, I was interested in Anthem, but then once of the demo, I was like, I can hold off on this. So, I mean, I'll eventually probably get it like later on, but it won't be like launch. So I would be joining you guys this fall, possibly, if Monster Hunter doesn't get in the way.
Yes, Monster Hunter. I guess before Anthem, like, I wasn't actually looking forward to Anthem until I got to try it. Then I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I don't owe the thank you. Yeah, you owe the thank you. Jump Force is the game that I was looking forward to this month.
Jump Force does look cool.
All the characters. They're so cool. Anime Fight Club. But like rendered realistically. Like that part of Kingdom Hearts I thought was really neat. So seeing all the anime characters like that, it's like, oh, this looks really neat.
Especially since they all come from animes with like different art styles and stuff. So
yeah.
It's interesting to see them together.
Path of Exile, I didn't know it was coming out this month on consoles. If it does, like, that, it's supposed to be, like, a Diablo-style game.
Oh.
Although I suppose I could just play Diablo. But on the other hand, Path of Exile is going to be free, so.
Also that. So you have nothing to lose, basically.
Yeah, I can play both.
Except your time. Except your time.
I'm going to give it all away.
The most valuable resource.
The only one they're not making more of. Or are they?
Or are they?
So that is RRR. I actually think that seemed to go pretty smoothly. I've thought of a new format, so maybe next time we'll even be RRR for months. For March will be different. Streamlined RR. Let's do it.
Woo! Also, Devil May Cry.
Yes,
it's Devil May Cry.
It's a lot of games. Happy second Christmas, everyone.
Yay! Yay for not having any more time.
let's do a bit of news. So we got EA updates. The Walking Dead final season release date. Xbox is going multi-platform. And free games for Twitch Prime.
Ooh.
So EA this week, we found out in an earnings call and Twitter and various events that they did. I guess Battlefield 5 did not do as well as they had hoped. So quarter three, they say, was a difficult quarter for Electronic Arts, and they did not perform to their expectations. So essentially, they're very excited for Apex Legends, and Anthem, and I guess they're gonna lean on those for the time being, because what else do they have? Yeah, speaking of Apex Legends, they sort of stealth launched, they stealth developed this game at Respawn and then launched it. And within 8 hours of launch, they had 1 million players at least try out the game.
Well, it is free. Oh.
it is pretty cool. I played it a bit. It's like they just added a lot of little tweaks to the, I guess, what we can now call the standard Battle Royale formula. Mostly around team play. So there's like built-in communication features that don't require voice chat.
Yay, I might be able to play this
one. Yeah, so it's like it's all on the R1 button. You want to ping a location, you look at it, and you push R1. If you see enemies coming, then you look at them and you push R1 twice. And it tells your teammates, there's enemies over there. And then, like when you jump out of the plane at the beginning, one person in your squad of three is chosen as the jump master. And they basically guide the entire team down. But you can also, like, press square to override that and then fly off in a different direction if you think...
I'm going rogue.
Yeah, it's like, no, you think your jump master's making a poor decision. I noticed that in the one... I played four games, and in one of them, our jump master was, like, the lowest level guy who clearly was, like, this is their first game. And I was like, I don't care. This is, like, my second or third game, so I'm just going to follow him. But the other guy on our team had clearly played more, and you're like, no. And he just, like, flew away without us. So, yeah, and then there's, like, reviving is man. Different.
That just, like, that just made me think of, like, the part in Mass Effect where, like, Nihilus jumps off first. He's like, catch up with me, Shepard. You never catch up with them. Don't be a Nihilus. Stick with your team.
Anyway, yeah, lots of little stuff. They're very excited for that. People were very surprised that Respawn's announcement was not Titanfall 3. Everyone thought they were making Titanfall 3, and they just came out and said, no, we're not making Titanfall 3. But after that disappointment set in, they sort of said, well, we are working on something else in the Titanfall universe, and that'll be apparently later in the year. EA is referring to it as like a premium Titanfall game that will launch this year, and it's supposed to be a new twist on the Titanfall universe. More to come on that in the months ahead. There was also talk that they promised that there will be a new Need for Speed and a new Plants vs. Zombie game before the end of the fiscal year, which is March 2020. But we don't know anything about those. And then they gave an update on Jedi Fallen Order. They expect it to launch autumn 2019 this year. And it's apparently very long, very far along in development, and truly captures the fantasy of becoming a Jedi.
Uh-huh. I'll believe it when I see it.
So, yeah.
They've had plenty of time to work on it, just saying. I would effing hope so.
Let's see what happens with that.
Please be excited.
Exactly. Although this was an investor's call, so it was more like...
Or please make us profit.
Like, don't worry. We know what we're doing, even though we didn't do that well
recently. Please don't dump our stocks.
Yes. The Walking Dead, the final season... Episode 4, titled Take Us Back, will launch on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC on March 26th. They're also going to do the physical release on the same day. It's pretty soon. And then, the 7-year-long journey of The Walking Dead from Telltale will be over.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, actually, they did tweet out something at Skybound Games as far as, like, it was, like, a weird tease as far as, like, maybe they will pick up other stuff, because it was, like, we have, I can't remember what it was, but it was, like, it was very cryptic, and it was, like, are they going to revive all their other stuff, too? I was, like, oh, man. But then I didn't get too happy, excited, I can't remember what it was. It's like, please be true. I need to know. I need to know what happens with Bigby in his next case.
I think I just deleted my Game of Thrones save. It's like, well, this isn't going anywhere.
Oh yeah, that's true, because they're gone now, so...
There was a conference listing for GDC 2019. Microsoft basically said that Xbox Live is about to get much bigger. Xbox Live is expanding from 400 million gaming devices and a reach to and a reach to over 68 million active players to over 2 billion devices with the release of our new cross-platform XDK, which I think means Xbox Development Kit. Get a first look at the SDK to enable game developers to connect players between iOS, Android, and Switch, in addition to Xbox and any game in the Microsoft Store on Windows PCs. So, yeah, that was the first thing we saw. And then on Xbox Wire, which is their news site, they said that the Xbox gaming, Xbox is our gaming brand across all devices, no matter how or where you want to play or who you want to play with. In that spirit, we are pleased to share that we are changing the name of our game development organization from Microsoft Studios to Xbox Game Studios. So, yeah, Xbox is apparently going multi-platform. There has been a lot of talk about this. Although, mostly speculative, because we don't know. So far, you can log on to Xbox with Minecraft on Switch. And apparently there was an iOS game, Word something something, that you could also do that with. It essentially lets... So, in those cases, it allowed them to integrate Xbox Live achievements, friends, clubs, and game history into those games. But this is talking about making that available to non-Microsoft games. So, essentially, you could... Like, PlayStation isn't mentioned here at all, but theoretically... you could earn Xbox achievements on a PlayStation or on a Switch.
Interesting. Does this mean we're soon going to head towards super consoles?
I kind of feel like what this means is that, you know how this generation, they entirely stopped talking about how many consoles they sold, and they were all about Xbox Live, like...
That's because they were losing.
Engagement. Well, yeah, like, the obvious conclusion is, like, well, they're losing. They don't want to be embarrassed, so they're not gonna... They're gonna talk about their good numbers. So there's that thing. And the other thing that they did was, like, they really pushed sort of cross-play on other platforms. Rival platforms, to be more precise, because, you know, Windows is like, well, that's their platform as well. And I'm wondering, yeah, it could be because they're losing, but could it also be, you know, now that they've done this, they feel like this is a way to sort of hedge their bets, essentially? Like, if you think about it, like, if they release their games on more than their own platforms, then no matter which console has the biggest install base, they still, like, reap the benefits, right?
I guess?
I don't know. To me, it seemed like they were just going to use it for, like, login stuff and being able to have, like, a cross-platform presence and not really something like that. Per se. I mean, they right. could do that. That seems like the smart thing to do, but it's like, I don't... I mean, I guess if it's a SDK and they can make it across all platforms, it's possible, but...
I mean, I don't know how people feel about achievements anymore, but if you have none of them, and then, you know, you're asked to sign in to an Xbox account, and then suddenly you have some achievements... Like, then that account theoretically means more to you, right? So in a way, if you allow Xbox Live to be cross-platform, that sort of plugs more people into your ecosystem. It's sort of like store credit cards. The statistics, apparently, if you get a store credit card from a store, you are more likely to buy more stuff from that store. And so if you have an Xbox Live account, maybe that makes a person more likely to get more Xbox stuff? I don't know. No? Maybe?
Not exactly, no.
Either way, I guess we don't really know much about this, but seems interesting. It was certainly something that many people thought was newsworthy.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, this is interesting, but I will wait and see on the details, because this could go a lot of different ways.
All right. And then finally, Twitch Prime's free games for February have been revealed. They include Downwell, Dear Esther, The Flame in the Flood, and Drakneck and Company Puzzle Collection, which is made up of three games: Soko Bond, A Good Snowman is Hard to Build, and Cosmic Express.
What?
Those are the titles. I neglected to go actually see what these games are.
I was like, I don't know what any of that is.
But yeah, if you have Twitch Prime, then those are all.
Yeah, those all sound like passes in an RR segment, I'm just saying. Those all sound like no thanks, pass, hard pass, I'm just saying.
Dear Esther is a walking simulator. Perhaps the first one.
I already have Dear Esther, so.
Ah.
It's in my backlog.
That was a weird story. Oh, so on Groundhog Day this year, Sony unveiled a new PlayStation VR game that is apparently the sequel to Groundhog Day.
The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
That's so weird.
The game is called Groundhog Day. Oh, man. What's the title? Groundhog Day, like father, like son, or something like that. And it's about the original movie's character's son also experiencing the Groundhog Day thing.
That's a weird
in VR
thing to have happen. Because it's like, I guess you finally make a sequel to, I guess, a cult classic movie or something, but it's a VR game? That's an odd. It's an odd thing to do.
It is very odd.
Weird. Also weird.
Yeah. Groundhog Day, like father, like son, is the title. Very strange. And that's all the news I have. Did you guys see anything else during the week?
No.
Not that I recollect right now, no.
Cool. In that case, I think we're done.
Like, yes!
Thank you for listening. Yeah, check us out, aimlesspodcast.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, iTunes, YouTube, some other places. Yeah.
Please anything... try to help me be better at stealth games, guys. Guide me. Hey! In the streams.
That's going to be fun.
In the streams.
Any thing to say before we sign off RPG?
I am terrible at stealth games.
Anything to say before we sign off Tropical?
I did have something, but now I don't remember, so that's what I'm going to say.
All right, so yeah, until you see or hear from us again, Aimless Babble Z, and we're now signing off. If you need anything, Tropical's got his stash for you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
We're going to get raided or something, and it's going to be all because you guys keep making very vague references.
I guess this is my life now. Yeah. I got to go get a stash.
Oh, great. Now he's going to actually start getting drugs.